break open doors.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Wednesday, July 20th, 2016 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride, and a wild ride it is. As always, there's never a dull moment these days in the geopolitical spectrum, particularly in America. The tip of the empirical spear, so to speak, and very interesting stuff happening these days. Of course, yesterday, Donald Trump officially tapped as the Republican Party nominee, and that's not too much of a surprise for anyone, I don't think, but it does not bode well, I would say, for America. I've mentioned in weeks past how I think I don't think he realizes how much of a closet fascist he really is. And, of course, he would surround himself with the same experts as any other candidate, because that's what you do. You surround yourself with advisors and experts, and so those are the Philip Drew administrators of the world, as Edward Mandel House, the colonel who was not a colonel, wrote back in 1921, and Philip Drew Administrator. It's the advisors that we have to keep an eye out for, and the experts. And what is a technocracy? It is ruled by experts, by definition. So those advisors and those experts, those technocrats, are the folks that, from administration to administration, actually run things from behind the scenes, at least from this side of the wizard's curtain. And so, you know, it's the Brzezinskis and the Kissingers and so forth, the Wolfowitzes and the variety of influencers and experts and technical advisors who invariably guide and direct foreign and domestic policy. And the obscure coterie of think tanks like Group of 30, the Group of 30, the G30, they are the self-proclaimed consultative group on international economic and monetary affairs, the group that few have heard of, that make the recommendations that the G20 nations adopt, and then of course all of the other IMF member nations have to adopt by proxy, because if they don't, then they don't get to play in the global credit monopoly that the IMF et al. Enjoys. So it's groups like this, and of course these obscure groups include members like Paul Volcker. Speaking of the experts, Paul Volcker is a member. Ben Bernanke is now a member, and both of whom are former Fed chairs. Geithner is still a member, so, and Paul Krugman over at the New York Times is a member. Larry Summers is still a member. So this is an international monetary advisory group that fancies itself the economic technocrats, the experts of economic and monetary policy. And they make recommendations. Some of the most scandalous recommendations were, for example, the gap to mark-to-market accounting change that we had, that was kind of the precursor of the subprime contagion, the global financial meltdown. And so interestingly, the mark-to-market accounting change that the Group of 30 initially recommended that preceded the collapse of Lehman was a change that was adopted. And as a result, when Lehman Brothers had a fire sale on assets because of the mark-to-market accounting change, everyone who had that asset class, which is virtually everyone, had to mark down to the market, which was at the bottom 6 cents on the dollar. So the MBS class, generally speaking, the mortgage-backed security class, that had, because Glass-Steagall had been repealed and so forth, that class had polluted virtually all savings and investment, because it was based on secure mortgages after all. So what could happen? What could go wrong? Everyone had to mark down to 6 cents on the dollar. And ironically, after the crash, it was, that decision was reversed very quickly back to GAAP accounting. So we, for some reason, listened to the G30, the group of 30, that gives us some of the worst advice that we could possibly adopt, and yet we keep listening to these experts. Isn't that interesting? I would say that we would be better off listening to Andrew Jackson and his farewell address with regard to economic and monetary affairs rather than the group of 30, because it's the coterie of folks who would seek to serve their own best interests at the very least. So why is it that we're listening to these experts? Anyway, it's the same experts, whether it's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. But I digress. And we see on the national stage, it's a cartoonish situation. Ben Carson's speech regarding Hillary Clinton and Saul Alinsky's letters was very interesting and not new, by the way. So that's something that we'll touch on today. Provocative stuff from Dr. Ben Carson. But I think folks would be surprised to know that this is the same subject matter that Ben Carson has touched on in the past. And of course, others, I mean, we've talked about it on this network. The fact that, for example, Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky dedicated to the first radical, as he put it, Lucifer. And that's an interesting homage because that character had a name change in the Bible. So to use that name is somewhat telling. I think it is kind of a tip. But speaking of that, I think maybe we'll go to that here in a second. Back in 2014, Ben Carson had similar words when he was on the Kelly Files with Megyn Kelly. So this is not a new discussion, but let's talk headlines a little bit. We haven't really talked headlines lately. The Nice attack, the Baton Rouge, the latest situation with what I would call Manchurian candidate, COINTELPRO, Gladio B style Manchurian candidates. The absolute nonsense with the Gavin Eugene Long situation. It's too weird. So at this point, you wonder how many are copycat and how many are, you know, how much of it is a ripple effect and how much of it is orchestrated. That's my conjecture, but anyway, before we get into that, though, let's hear the provocative words of Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, from the Republican National Convention last night. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Don't eat up my time. Thank you. I want to thank you all for that very warm welcome. I have to start out by saying one very important thing. I'm not politically correct. And I hate political correctness because it's antithetical to the founding principles of this country, and the secular progressives use it to make people sit down and shut up while they change everything. It's time for us to stand up and shout out about what we believe in. You know, I devoted my career to studying and operating on the human brain. This remarkable organ defines our humanity. It gives us the ability to not only feel and observe, but to reason. When we elect a president, we need to use that power of reasoning to look at their history, their character, what kind of people they really are. It makes all the difference in the world for us. And it is going to be so critical right now. We must resist the temptation to take the easy way out and to passively accept what is fed to us by the politically elite and the media, because they don't know what they're talking about, but they have an agenda. Now, we must also be wary of the narrative that's being advanced by some in our own party. The notion that a Hillary Clinton administration wouldn't be that bad, the effects would only be temporary. You know, that it would only last for 4 and at most 8 years. They're not using their God-given brain to think about what they're saying, because it won't be 4 or 8 years, because she will be appointing people who will have an effect on us for generations, and America may never recover from that. That's what we have to be thinking about. You know, interestingly enough, we have to start thinking about what would Hillary Clinton do if she was in fact the president. She would appoint Supreme Court justices, she would appoint federal judges, and that would have a deleterious effect on what happens for generations to come. Not only that, but she would continue with a system that denigrates the education of our young people, puts them in a place where they're never going to be able to get a job, where they're always going to be dependent, and where they can therefore be cultivated for their votes. This is not what America is all about, this kind of deception. And this is what we, the people, have the necessary obligation to fight. Now, one of the things that I have learned about Hillary Clinton is that one of her heroes, her mentors, was Saul Alinsky. And her senior thesis was about Saul Alinsky. This was someone that she greatly admired and that affected all of her philosophies subsequently. Now, interestingly enough, let me tell you something about Saul Alinsky. He wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. On the dedication page, it acknowledges Lucifer, the original radical who gained his own kingdom. Now, think about that. This is a nation where our founding document, the Declaration of Independence, talks about certain inalienable rights that come from our Creator. This is a nation where our Pledge of Allegiance says we are one nation under God. This is a nation. This is a nation where every coin in our pocket and every bill in our wallet says, in God we trust. So are we willing to elect someone as president who has as their role model somebody who acknowledges Lucifer? Think about that. The secular progressive agenda is antithetical to the principles of the founding of this nation.
Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yesterday's Republican National Convention talking about Hillary Clinton and basically making a character reference to her thesis, her graduate thesis on Saul Alinsky and her letters. And there is a great deal of conjecture that comes into this discussion, or comes into play when this subject matter is raised. And really, I think it just serves to heighten the contrived controversy. It's interesting. We are so far removed at this point in this country from any sort of foundational character references. As I keep mentioning on this broadcast, you know, folks like Patrick Henry, in his letter to Archibald Blair back in 1799, mentioning that virtue, morality, and religion are the safeguards of this country, we have drifted so far that at this point, when we look at the, when Ben Carson says, this nation, where every coin in our pocket and every bill in our wallet says, "In God we trust," the problem we need to examine, I think, for starters, is which God? Because I don't think, you know, again, we need to define terms. I don't think we would all agree. I think there's a disparity of terminology and the intrigue and deception that is used as a result of that obfuscation is part of, again, what causes this controversy. It's interesting. You know, when you put "In God we trust" on any currency, that should raise suspicion and questions. But particularly so in this modern age of central banking, I think the first question is, which God? But speaking of Ben Carson's words at last night's Republican National Convention, this was not the first time that he has done this. As I mentioned earlier, back in 2014 on the Kelly Files with Megyn Kelly, Ben Carson had similar words. And we have that queued, but I don't know that we'll go to that. But he, in effect, cited the same issues. He said, you know, we've seen this movie before. The current occupant of the White House, Barack Obama in that case, and Ben Carson referring to Obama and Clinton as Alinskyites, essentially. But that's not a new discussion either, and others have made the same connection in recent years. Back in 2012, in fact, Newt Gingrich did the same thing during his 2012 campaign. He made the same comparison to Obama as an Alinsky radical, Saul Alinsky radical, and then Rudy Giuliani did it back in 2008. So it's something that has been harped on. But again, the problem is, you know, speaking to that constituency, all it does is serve to widen a political divide. It's an important issue. I think it speaks to character, but it's more conjectural than substantive or meaningful. There is a meaning and a purpose for it, but really, when you think about it, harping on that subject matter in those kinds of forums serves to foment the contrived conflict.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Did you catch any of the – let's move on a little bit, shall we? Did you catch any of the Republican National Convention? It was a circus, wasn't it? It's just – it's all good theater these days. It's unbelievable. You know, when you watch just a circus. I mean, it's hard to describe other than – It's a giant show. It's just unbelievable. You know, the showmanship has just gone completely overboard. It's always been sensational, obviously. You know, when you you see the national conventions, Republican or Democratic, it's always been a show for the last 100+ years. But that's a dangerous thing. You know, it calls to mind the words of Bertrand Russell in The Impact of Science on Society, when he talked about that, and Edward Bernays writing about manipulating the group mind. Bertrand Russell's words from The Impact of Science on Society, specifically when Russell wrote that the importance of mass psychology in politics. He said, "I think the subject which will be of most importance politically is mass psychology." Mass psychology. This was shortly after Edward Bernays wrote about the subject in Propaganda, the book titled Propaganda, in 1928. So in 52, The Impact of Science on Society was published, and in it, in chapter 2, Bertrand Russell wrote, I think the subject which will be of most importance politically is mass psychology. Its importance has been enormously increased by the growth of modern methods of propaganda. Of these, most influential is what is called education, quote unquote, which is interesting. And he went on to write, what is essential in mass psychology is the art of persuasion. If you compare a speech of Hitler's with a speech of, say, Edmund Burke, you will see what strides have been made since the art made in the art since the 18th century. What went wrong formerly was that people had read in books that man is a rational animal and framed their arguments on this hypothesis. We now know, as Bertrand Russell wrote, and a brass band do more to persuade than can be done by the most elegant train of syllogisms. So that's kind of the point. You know, when you see the limelight in the brass band, then you should be suspicious of propaganda in mass psychology fashion or groupthink. And remember, you know, let us not forget that Bernays had related words in chapter 4 of his book Propaganda. To open the chapter titled The Psychology of Public Relations, which, again, you know, public relations was a term coined by Bernays to replace propaganda. It was the new term, as he said, as he defined in chapter 3, chapter prior, the invisible government tends to be concentrated in the hands of the few because of the expense of manipulating the social machinery which controls the opinions and habits of the masses. For this reason, there is an increasing tendency to concentrate the functions of propaganda in the hands of the propaganda specialist. This specialist is more and more assuming a distinct place and function in our national life. New activities call for new nomenclature. The propagandist, who specializes in interpreting enterprises and ideas to the public and in interpreting the public to promulgators of new enterprises and ideas, has come to be known by the name of Public Relations Council, which should call to mind groups like the Council on Foreign Relations or the Council on Public Relations, essentially, and so forth. The new profession of public relations, and it is a profession, it's even a college curriculum in many cases, which is just, that should speak to the horror of where we've come here in America. You know, we have an opportunity to be the perhaps the most enlightened society the world has ever known, and yet we have devolved to the level of Egyptian slaves controlled by hieroglyphics, functionally literate, really functionally illiterate, to be more accurate, but literate enough to read and interpolate the propaganda, and that's about it, but not to think for ourselves. Critical thinking is something that has been all but eviscerated in American society, and that obviously happens from a very early age, and intentional. So, from propaganda, Bernays, just continuing in chapter 3, the new profession of public relations has grown up because of the increasing complexity of modern life and consequent necessity for making the actions of one part of the public understandable to other sectors of the public. Again, the interpolating of propaganda to different sectors. It is due, too, to the increasing dependence of organized power of all sorts upon public opinion. Governments, whether they are monarchical, constitutional, democratic, or communist, depend upon acquiescent public opinion. Think about those words. Governments. Every government depends upon acquiescent public opinion for the success of their efforts. And, in fact, government is only government by virtue of public acquiescence. Think about those words. Government is only government by virtue of public acquiescence, which is a far cry from, I would say, from our foundational constructs. Government is only government by virtue of acquiescence. So wrote Edward Bernays in Propaganda. When we compare that to the words of the Declaration of Independence, which, as Ronald Reagan pointed out in his speech on the Goldwater campaign trail in 1964, the speech that has come to be known as the Time for Choosing speech, this idea that governments are beholden to the sovereign people, and that's where they derive their source of power, is the newest idea in relation, in man's relation to man in the history of the world. But the Declaration of Independence says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator, capital C, with certain unalienable rights, capital R, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And speaking of those words, reminds one of Jefferson's words, or his further words, because obviously he was instrumental in the authoring of the Declaration, but from the Kentucky Resolutions of 1798, Jefferson wrote, "Free government is founded in jealousy and not confidence." Backing up, he said, he wrote, "Man cannot be governed by a rod of iron. It would be a dangerous delusion were a confidence in the men of our choice to silence our fears for the safety of our rights." "Confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism," Jefferson wrote in the Kentucky Resolutions. "Free government is founded in jealousy and not confidence. It is jealousy and not confidence which prescribes limited constitutions to bind down whom? To bind down those whom we are obliged to trust with power." That's a far cry from Edward Bernays' words, "Government is only government by virtue of public acquiescence." If these are the men of our choice, free choice, so to speak, as Jefferson wrote, then, as Jefferson wrote, "It would be a dangerous delusion were confidence in the men of our choice to silence our fears for the safety of our rights. That confidence, Jefferson wrote, is everywhere the parent of despotism. Free government is founded in jealousy and not confidence. It is jealousy and not confidence which prescribes limited constitutions to bind down those whom we are obliged to trust with power. And our Constitution has accordingly fixed the limits to which and no further our confidence may go. But the current administrative fourth branch, which is a real thing because it was formalized officially in the passage of the Administrative Procedure Act, and Senator McCarran said on the Senate floor in 1946, as Congress is passing the Administrative Procedure Act, they had created a fourth branch. The way Senator McCarran phrased it was, we have set up a fourth order in the tripartite plan of government, which was initiated by the founding fathers of our democracy. They set up the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches. But since that time, we have set up a fourth dimension, if I may so term it, which is now particularly or popularly known as the as administrative in nature. So we have, and he clarified and reiterated a few times. He went on to say, we have the legislative, the executive, judicial, and the administrative. And he reiterated that again. He also said the Senate Bill 7, which became the Administrative Procedure Act, the purpose of which is to improve the administration of justice by prescribing fair administrative procedure, think about those words, is a bill of rights. Senator McCain said that. It is a bill of rights for the hundreds of thousands of Americans whose affairs are controlled in one way or another by agencies of the federal government. When you look back to the turn of the 20th century, what agencies were there that touched the citizen, as they say? And today, as you come forward, you look at all of the alphabet soups, FEMA, DHS, CPS, DSHS, DOL, all of the alphabet soups that touch the lives of the ordinary citizen, as they say. So, if Senator McCarran was right, if his statement on the Senate floor was not hyperbole, it was not exaggeration for effect, what does that portend for the American public if, in fact, the administrative procedure is a bill of rights for those Americans whose affairs are controlled in one way or another by agencies of the federal government? What does that portend? So he went on to clarify again and to reiterate the same sentiment when he said, it touches every phase and form of human activity. It deals with that which at the opening of his statement he described as the fourth dimension or fourth branch of our democracy, he said. And he clarified again and said, in other words, by the Constitution, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches of our government were set up. But now, he said, and this is Senator McCarran, the Senate Judiciary Chairman, speaking on the Senate floor in 1946, leading up to the passage of the Administrative Procedure Act, now we have a fourth branch, the administrative form of our government. And this is a subject that's been written about extensively over the years. But the administrative branch combines and consolidates powers and functions to itself in direct contravention to the central tenets of our founding documents, the Declaration, the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. The concept of separation of powers and that concept of jealousy that Jefferson spoke to. Free government is founded in jealousy and not in confidence. So we've come forward from there, and the opportunity to be the most enlightened society the world has ever known, to recreate Alexandria. You know, if Google had good intentions, it would be easy, since Google is quickly gobbling up every book that's ever been written and assimilating those, processing and assimilating those. Where is the Alexandria project to recreate the Alexandria library? Where is the project to make the Federal Register more legible, intelligible, and searchable? It's interesting. We don't see those things, do we? and who knows about the Federal Register or follows it. The substantive rules of conduct that are promulgated and presumed to have the force and effect of law there, that no one knows about, no one challenges, hundreds of pages a day usually. As we know, if within the 30-day comment period, most typically the 30-day comment period, if no one says anything, then it is presumed to have the force and effect of law. Who can keep up with all of that? Who's looked at the Federal Register lately? And yet these agencies, the congressional committee staff, unelected committee staff, and the agency staff collude and conspire to reinterpret laws every day. It happens all the time. Who's watching that? This is America. Stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Chose things to make me bleed.
back. So where are we today? Let's compare and contrast, shall we? Have the words of Edward Bernays and Bertrand Russell and so on come true, or have we been vigilant as Andrew Jackson admonished in his farewell address in 1837? Have we been vigilant? As he said, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And what subject was in view? Speaking of the suggestibilists, as I call them, and in particular the group of 30, the G30, which direction have we gone? Because they are mutually exclusive, ends of the spectrum, so to speak. And in simple terms, we can boil it down to freedom or slavery. Do we enjoy a certain autonomous slavery, so to speak, or are we a free people? And have we been propagandized? I think looking at last night's Republican National Convention makes it pretty clear. The circus speaks to Bertrand Russell's words from the impact of science on society, and that brand of propaganda. So second hour coming up, we'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. But we'll take a look at a couple of stories that I would suggest seem to indicate where we are in America today, the state of the union, if you will. And we'll also touch on some of the latest news, events, headlines, and so forth. Stick around. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.